Now, what does the holy name look like? Well, if Jairide would have come here, then she would have looked at the altar, then she would see what the holy name looks like. It looks like Radhe Shyam. They are Radhe Shyam. They don't look like them. They are them. Didn't they look nice when you were here? But you didn't see them the day before when Srimati Radharani was golden.
Was there?
You were?
Yes. With the children.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
And everywhere, so...
Uh-huh. Yeah, anyway, that's the holy name. That's what it means when... to meet holy name when you see Krishna face to face. All the potencies, perfections of devotional service are present in Hare Krishna, and holy name also reveals Krishna, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's pastimes, and also reveals devotees' eternal relationship with Krishna. So just that someone has to patiently chant and, most important of all, have faith in the chanting process. And then gradually everything will come. What else?
Yeah, foolish question, but everyone is individual, you know, but for what do you think, how much can it take devotee's life, how much can it take, how long can it take for him to start chanting the holy name properly? I mean, with you know, without offenses. How many years can it take?
Well, chanting offensively, then there's chanting offenselessly, and then there's chanting purely. And then from chanting purely, one can chant with love. So chanting offensively, that's up to us. There's no karma that forces us to be offensive. It's just a matter of how careful we are and how much we avoid offensive chanting. And of course, the issue isn't just being offensive in chanting, because all aspects of life, all different aspects of devotion are implicated with those offenses. But once someone stops offensive chanting, if they ever started it, then it's not that you have to be offensive. A clearing stage depends upon past karma and also the enthusiasm with which we chant. And then, if someone actually has committed offenses, then those offenses will also make different types of anarthas, and that will make even more problems and will take more time to clear away. If someone doesn't commit offenses, then they could become come to the stage of pure chanting, I don't know, any number of years. They could do it immediately, or it could take 10 years. However, if someone has also committed offenses on top of that, then from the time that they stop committing offenses, it may take anywhere 10, 20, 30 years, depending what offenses they've made. These two are what takes a long time, offensive and offenseless chanting. Once someone chants purely, then it's very fast, because there's nothing in the way. So offensive chanting means you keep putting obstacles in your own way. Clearing chanting is you don't put obstacles in your way, but the past obstacles are still there. But pure chanting, there's no obstacle. So the results there are very, very fast. Although, the final result of love for Krishna is completely dependent on Krishna. It's not something that you can put any time limit on. And the time that Krishna wants to give you love for him, that may take 1 minute. It may take many thousands of lifetimes. Anything further on that? Actually, I need to go over and see the deities, because I haven't seen them yet. Plus, I'm going to speak to these devotees, or at least if they have any questions. Of course, there's no one here to translate. So I need to speak a little with them, and then I have to get back to work, because I lost a lot of time in the festivals.
Sir, I have a short question. It's very important.
What?
The devotees, I mean Krishna Priya and the Dasha Avatar and Karuna Maya, they were in a very bad conditions. I mean, these living conditions were very bad. I wanted to ask if they can say that, did they move to some better apartment or they're still there? Because it's very cold.
I don't know where they were staying. Where were they staying?
About them.
I didn't know. Originally, when I asked them, they said it was all right. But I guess it must be because of the weather, because it got very cold. That's sorted out. Unfortunately, that's always a problem here. Until someone gives us $20 million to build a big guest house, then we're always going to have this problem. Have those type of accommodations that fit, I mean, so many people, 500 people. That the only way that would be feasible is if all during the year we could fill it with 500 people. Otherwise, it's impossible to maintain. When's the next...